Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
I'm Lisa Stone, and you're listening to Parenting Aces. Welcome to season 11 of the Parenting Aces podcast, part of the Tennis Channel Podcast Network. I'm your host, Lisa Stone, and this week we are talking with tennis parent extraordinaire, employee now of Swing Vision, George Opelka. George's son, Riley, hopefully you guys know who he is. Riley Opelka is one of our top American male players on the ATP Tour. And I met George and his entire family, actually, when Parenting Aces was in its infancy back in 2012. We met at the Junior US Open and quickly connected over all things tennis, parenting, and everything in between. But now George is in an incredible position with Swing Vision. He is the head of pro player relations there, which, as he will explain in the podcast, is really just kind of a catch-all for I do everything and anything that they need me to do at Swing Vision. But for those of you who have not heard of Swing Vision or who haven't listened to my previous podcast with Swing Vision founder Swapnil Sahai, there will be a link to those podcasts in the show notes. Also, listen up because there will be a discount code for those of you who would like to purchase the Swing Vision app in the show notes as well. So before I bring George on, just a quick reminder, if you haven't already, we would love for you to become a premium member of Parenting Aces, which you can do by going to parentingaces.com and clicking on the join button. If you are already a premium member and haven't scheduled your complimentary one-on-one consults with me, I hope you'll take advantage of that. I love meeting you guys online, talking with you about your children's junior tennis development, their college recruiting, or whatever else you need to discuss and get a handle on. So please take advantage of that offering as well. Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy my conversation with George Opelka.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
Well, hey, George, great to see you. Welcome to the podcast. It's always lovely to have an opportunity to chat with you. And I love that we're doing this formally now.
Yeah, thanks. I'm super excited to be here. And you know me, I'm going to say happy May Madness.
You got to say happy May Madness. It's college tennis mecca this weekend. And we are recording on the Friday afternoon of the regionals. And yeah, it's a lot going on in college tennis. Who are you pulling for this year?
Well, I'm supposed to be neutral, but you know, I live very close to Gainesville, Florida. And I don't know if I've missed a home match this year, but the weather for tonight was iffy. So I'm at home.
Okay.
They've got UNC today.
That's going to be a tough matchup.
That is going to be a great match.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, we'll see what happens. By the time this airs, that will all be over and we'll be heading into the final stretch of D1 NCAAs. But for now, there's a lot of college tennis happening this weekend. So for those that don't know you, in the intro, I gave a little bit of a brief background on how you and I met, but you are coming back to tennis as a professional working in the space. You've been a tennis parent, of course, for 20-something years now. But so can you tell us a little bit about how you made your way to Swing Vision and why you wanted to get into the industry side of tennis?
Sure. You know, I'd like to think I never left business, but as you know, I've been a tennis parent, for the last 20 plus years. But you know, prior to Riley even playing tennis, and Riley is a sister. You know, my daughter played a little bit of junior tennis too, as you know. I've been in IT my entire career. So I spent roughly, call it 30. I'm dating myself, but 30 plus years in an IT role within the mortgage industry. So that's where I spent, the bulk of my career. I learned a lot about even artificial intelligence, which we'll talk a little bit about today, but it's really more just about, technology. I've always been fascinated with technology. I've always had a passion there. And I was introduced to tennis really back in high school. Now I've always been a little bit of a fan of tennis, but I met probably one of the first true serve bots that nobody even talks about in high school. There was a guy by the name of Eric Carita that people may or may not know, but Eric and I went to high school together.
Wow.
And Eric played basketball with me. So we were on the high school basketball team. And one day he said, I'm moving to Florida. And I said, why are you moving to Florida, Eric? He said, well, I'm going to play tennis at this place called Bolitari. And I'm thinking, what? It's crazy. So anyway, that was kind of my first intro to tennis at a high level. And then, 20 years later, my career took me to Florida. I did the whole junior tennis thing, as you know, and I met you in those years that our kids were growing up. And I was, I was a tennis fanatic, bit by the bug, like so many of us. But because of my IT background, I was trying to track everything with, spit and paste back then, and whatever it took to track a match, we were doing it with pens and paper and pen and paper and disc cams and those kind of things. Mm-hmm. So, as Riley worked his way through, his tennis dream and moved on. Well, I didn't. I still, I guess, had my tennis dream. I was at the point where I had a great career in the mortgage industry, and I wasn't necessarily looking for a passion project per se, but I heard about Swing Vision through a friend, and I think he was speaking to Swapnil, the CEO, and he said, hey, really should talk to Riley's dad. I think he'd be a good addition to your team, and there might be a fit there. He's got more gray hair than anybody else on your team. So I had a conversation with Swapnil, and then another conversation, and there was an opportunity for me to take on I don't want to say a passion project. It's really more of a passion profession for me. Mm-hmm. We were able to hammer out an opportunity and a role and where I could best fit into the team. And here I am. So it's been 4 months of working with what I think is the most exciting thing to happen to tennis in many, many years, and something that can really help grow the game, make the game fun, and at every level.
Right. Right. Well, and it's funny, your title at Swing Vision is Head of Pro Player Relations. Does that mean you're focused solely on the professional aspect of using Swing Vision? Or, this is kind of a rhetorical question because I know you better than that, but why don't you explain what your title means and what your role is at Swing Vision?
Well, Swing Vision's a startup, and maybe it's a startup that's got a lot of momentum too. So it's not like it's brand new and it's been out there a couple of years, but it is a startup. And then when you work with the startup, my title is head of Pro Player Relations. It's also head of community in the Southeast, but I'm also, depending on the day, I'm chief bottle washer. We all do so many different things within the organization. Great team, very smart people, a lot of talent, a lot of passion for tennis. We have several former players that are with the team. Mm-hmm. But as I alluded to just a few minutes ago, the Swing Vision really has a role at every level. And I do mean at the junior level, at the club level, at the collegiate level, at the tour level. So with respect to the tour space is, you know, when you think about a professional tennis player, whether it's on the ATP, the WTA, the challenger level, the future level, a large portion of the time that they spend on the tennis court is not in the, it's not all match play. I mean, it's practice. It's refining your game. It's honing your skills. And there's really no technology or analytics at that level. So and there's a gap there, and there's a gap there that Swing Vision can play really a critical role in helping the refining of a professional player's game.
So before we go too much further, I want to just give you the opportunity to kind of give the elevator pitch about what Swing Vision is and does.
Yeah, I mean, because I'm sure a large portion of your listening audience is already familiar with Swing Vision, but it helps to hear it again, you know. And at the most basic foundation of what Swing Vision is, or if I had to give you an elevator pitch on Swing Vision, I would encapsulate it down to Swing Vision's an app. It's an app. It's nothing more than an app, but there's a lot more to the app. But it's an app that can bring you shot tracking with stats, video analysis, line calling. I know that's a discussion we'll hit on later in the call.
Yes.
Here. Video analysis, and just using your iPhone on a tennis court. That's really, that's what it is. And I think the differentiator is it's just an iPhone or an iPad and a mount. That's all you need to play the game. And with those two components, you can get access to everything that you're used to seeing on TV when you watch your favorite player play.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's really cool. And for those of you who may have missed prior podcasts with the founder of Swing Vision, Swapnil Sahai, there will be links to those podcasts in the show notes on parentingaces.com. So I encourage you to go back and actually watch those episodes, because Swapnil does a screen share in those episodes and kind of walks through the different things that the app can do. Now, our last podcast with Swapnil was back in August, so there have been a lot of changes over the last 8 months or so, a lot of additional information and technology incorporated into the app. So it's even better that it was back in August. But I think, you know, the cool thing about Swing Vision is, as you said, George, all it requires is your phone and a mount. You stick it on the court, on the back fence, preferably, and turn it on and record your match. And then at the end of the match, you have access to all of this information that will help you understand what happened while you were on the tennis court and help you understand where your shortcomings are, what you're doing well. And, you know, in addition, you've got a video of your match play, which those of you who have done a consult with me about college recruiting know that, you know, I'm a big proponent of creating a short video to send out to college coaches to start the recruiting process. So Swing Vision gives you access to the footage that you need to clip up and send to the coaches as well. There are just so many perks to using this app. I'm a huge fan. And George, I want to just also point out that not only are you and I connected as tennis parents and, you know, now through Swing Vision, but also through Coach J.Y. Obona, who worked with Riley for a while, and I think still does some work with Riley, you know, here and there as needed. So there's a lot of kind of interconnectivity between what you're doing and what we're doing here at Parenting Aces. And so I'm so excited that you're part of Swing Vision now, because I have for years been saying what's missing at the table with junior tennis especially is the parent's perspective. And so you're there as an experienced tennis parent, bringing information into a company that's trying to grow and find its place in the market. So I just think it's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, thanks. I mean, I agreed. I mean, I'm fortunate to be here, and it's a great fit. I mean, it's a great pivot for me based on my career in IT and also just my experience in being a tennis parent. But, you know, as a tennis parent, what I think, if I had it, you know, if I had swing vision back when we were raising kids to play the game, I also think it brings a lot of sanity to a tennis parent that, you know,
expand on that, please.
well, because I had a certain level of insanity as a tennis parent, but you know, it's all good. It's all, you know, it's passionate insanity, you know? So, you know, what I mean by that is, you know, as you said, all you have to do is put your phone on the fence, hit record, and then the AI takes over, you know, and it's going to track the player movement and the ball movement and give you all those stats that you need. So all those years of me sitting on the sideline or standing on the sideline with a piece of paper and a pen and keeping track of everything from break points to, you know, to game scores and, you know, set scores, all those things that we all did as parents, you don't have to do that now. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and I had that aha moment as I was recording some college matches recently, you know, hey, this is what we can do for your program.
Yeah.
And so I put the hook on the fence, the pole on the fence. I hit record. I went back to my seat. And I got to watch the match and I got to enjoy the match. And, you know, college tennis is, you know, I feel it's like one of the best, I think it's the best product our sport has, you know, it's just so exciting, but you can enjoy the match. I'm thinking, wow, if I had this 20 years ago or 15 years ago, I could just sit down and watch a match, enjoy the match. And even, you know, not just enjoy it, but you get to see, identify things instead of just putting tick marks on a page.
Right.
So, I mean, that's what I mean. I do think it brings a lot of sanity. Some people might say, well, you know, that all that stuff keeps me busy. Well, yeah, but it keeps you crazy busy. Cause if you miss a shot, then you're thinking, oh my gosh, I can't talk to you. I just missed a shot. So, I mean, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
By, I think that sanity piece is huge.
So let's talk about swing vision from the perspective of a junior player who is developing and who has the goal to be the best he or she can be, whether that means playing high school tennis, playing college tennis, going out on the professional circuit. And what can swing vision do for that player? Why should parents invest in this, or why should coaches invest in this as a way to help a player develop maybe quicker, but certainly more fully?
Yeah, that's a great question. Great point. You know, what I think that, you know, if I had to boil it down into a sentence or two, is what I think one of the things that swing vision does is it accelerates that whole tennis IQ development faster. Mm-hmm. Whether you're a player, a junior, whether you're a parent or you're a coach, or being able to communicate that to somebody, because you can see things, you know. I know I've heard it in your podcast. You got your Wayne Bryant quote out there, you know, seeing is whatever he says, yeah. Seeing is believing, but it is, it's true. So as you see, not only just see, you know, your match, you know, cause like you said, there's some things that swing vision really does, but it allows a coach and a player to interact with that video, and not just the video, cause all the stats and the analysis behind it that support it. I think it really accelerates the tennis IQ of the player. And I think we create smarter, better players faster. No doubt.
That. And it's objective data, right? You can't argue with AI that's showing you, you know, in black and white on your screen that this is how many forehand winners you hit. This is how many times you double faulted. This is how many times you served down the tee. This is how many times you, you know, lost break points, whatever it is, that you can't argue with that. It's right there for you, because as you well know, George, and as my listeners well know, you watch a match and you ask the player what happened in the match, and then you ask the parent who was watching the match what happened in the match, you're oftentimes getting very different answers, right? It's, you know, even the coaches watching the match, they may, you know, step in and see something and glom onto that one thing and think that's what dictated the match, when in reality, something very different may have been going on out there. And so now with Swing Vision, not only do you have the actual video that you can go back and watch, but it's broken down into these, you know, this very granular information that, I mean, you can't argue with it. It's there for you.
Yeah. And, you know, there's, and it's not just matches too. I mean, it's great for matches, no doubt, but you know, it's, you know, when we developed, as Rally developed as a player through using his coaches, his various coaches,
phenomenal parents supporting him along the way, I will add, because it's okay. Rally had two very supportive parents, has two very supportive parents.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't think anybody made any sacrifices. I hear that a lot in tennis, you know, it just takes a village.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's mom, dad, sister, you know, neighbor, dog sitter, whoever, you know, it does take a village. But it's not just matches. The matches are obviously, that's the fun part, you know, and that's the part of the where you really learn how to compete. You know, mm-hmm. I think it's one of the most important aspects of junior development is knowing how to compete, knowing how to lose. But one of the things that Swing Vision does is you can use it in a variety of different like situations. So when you first go into the app, you tell them what you're doing. You know, are you playing a match? Are you playing a singles match? What's the format? Are you playing a doubles match? Are you jumping into a ball machine session, a feeding session? So when you choose those session types, you can look at things like hitting zones, you know, where those are, you know, when we did those kind of things, we set up cones, Now we can actually look at targets and see where your shot distribution is, even if you're doing cross court drills or whatever, and you can see your contact point, you can see where your balls are landing, all those things that you can use, not just in, I'm not saying use it in every practice, but you can use them in your practices and your drills. And then see how you apply those in by looking at your match results.
Mm-hmm. And just to kind of expand on that, I mean, what's so cool is you're seeing it in real time, right? So let's say you're having a lesson and you're working on a particular shot. Rather than the coach having to stand there and try and keep count of, you know, how many times you hit the target or didn't hit the target, you've got Swing Vision going. You can stop it, take a look, see exactly what you're doing and figure out what needs to be tweaked in the moment, in the lesson, which is so useful.
Yeah. Swing Vision is, you know, if I had to say a couple more things of what I really like about it and where I think it's going to, why it's so useful at every level, is it's portable and it's affordable. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're talking, you know, for less than a couple of lessons, you know, depending upon where you take lessons, might be less than one lesson, but yeah. It's so affordable and it's so portable. You can't afford not to do it. You know, it's basically a pole and a iPhone, which not everybody has, but it's a good point. So today, the Swing Vision works on an iOS device. So it works on an iPhone and an iPad. Most people are using it, really. Majority of the people are using Swing Vision today are using the iPhone, not the iPad. Mm-hmm. But you can, at least for recording. You certainly can use it to view as well. I would recommend an iPhone 11 or greater, because you get the analysis in real time. So when you walk off the court and I walk off the match, there's no waiting. It's done. I mean, yeah. It's done. You've got your stats. You've got your compressed video, so you can watch a, you know, if it's a two and a half hour match in about 20, 30 minutes max. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to watch it from end to end, but that's just a small piece of the, you know, of the pie. You can cut that thing up so many different ways. It automatically curates about, I don't know, six different clips for you. So it'll show you just your forehands, just your backhands, your opponent's forehands, your opponent's backhands. But it also allows you to create your own little highlights too. So if you want to go in and favorite, you know, if you want to favorite that tweener,
yeah.
And then, you know, share it with your opponent or share it with your mom or your friend or whoever, you can do all those really cool things in the app that make it both, you know, useful and fun, you know, right. And those are all things that, you know, I don't know, you know, Swing Vision is really, this is Swapnil's, this is his dream, you know. He, I'm sure he talked about this in his initial visit on the show. Was, you know, Swapnil was he grew up as a tennis player and as a recreational tennis player and loved it, you know, and just that was what they did as a family, and then played in high school, but didn't play like super serious tennis, and then you know he went on the academic path, went to Cal Berkeley, went to Columbia, and you know got a PhD. I think he wanted to be a professor, and got his PhD in not forehands, but I think it was in statistics or something. And then he went to work for Tesla and was a senior engineer on Elon's team, and really became an expert in computer vision, which mm-hmm. is really developing algorithms to track moving objects. So after a little bit of doing that, he's like, I can track, if we can track cars and pedestrians, I certainly can track tennis ball and tennis players. So, and that's really, that's the Reader's Digest version of how Swing Vision was, came to being. But the initial app was actually a watch. It was the Apple Watch app to track score and to track some things like swing speed and those kind of things. But then as the phone evolved, then it's like, hey man, I can do this thing with a camera.
Yeah.
And me, Swapnil, I can see how fast my serve is. I want to see all those things that I see on TV that Roddick was doing. I want to see that for myself.
Yeah. And speaking of Roddick, he's got Andy Roddick and James Blake on as investors in the product and ambassadors for Swing Vision as well. So I want to go back to a couple things that you've mentioned, George, because I want to make sure we touch on everything. You were talking about the cost, and I want to just mention to the listeners that Swing Vision has generously set up a discount code for Parenting Aces that is going to be in the show notes. So make sure you check that out, where you can get the bundle of Swing Vision and the mount, the phone mount that goes on the fence, at a discounted cost. And so, George, can you talk about the price point? And, one of the first products to kind of come out to videotape matches and provide statistics and line calling and all of that was super expensive. It was PlaySight, and it was, like $10,000 a cord or something to install. And since PlaySight came out, however many years ago that was now, we've seen the technology develop and come down in price significantly. So Swing Vision's not anywhere near that $10,000 price point.
No, I mean, I like to think, they're different animals, and like you said, our goal is to grow the game and make it fun, and if we can, I think the part of growing the game is making it fun, and making it earlier and all those things that I talked about earlier. But and part of our commitment to growing the game is to make it affordable. And we've done that. So there's a couple of different ways you can get into the Swing Vision. At its lowest level, it's free. So if you've got people out there to say, just want to come in and kick the tires, or maybe they just don't play that often. So we have a freemium model where you can download the app, get started today, set up an account. And for that, for that free version, you get 2 hours of recording time a month. So you get 2 hours of recording time. You get all the same features with the exception of the line calling, line challenge. So you don't get that, but you can still go in there and record away for 2 hours a month, or, you might get four 30-minute sessions a month. But you get all the analysis, all that, you get cloud storage, all your sessions get backed up automatically to the cloud. So great way to try it out. You'll need to figure out a way to put it on a tripod, which some people do, which will work. Now, I don't really recommend that, but if you want to at least get started, you could use that. You could use one of those spider clamps. Those are both part of the, you can probably get those for a little bit more than free, but they're not expensive.
Right.
What we call the QM1 mount. It's like a telescopic pole that the iPhone attaches to and goes on top of the fence. That's going to give you the best view, the most accurate analysis, And it gives you kind of that TV broadcast angle where it's pretty cool when you replay it. When I was looking at a match that I recorded the other day, and on my phone, I actually I did the screen share with my big screen TV, and it's so cool to see because you can do things like you can say, okay, I want to replay that last point, but I want to do it in super slow mo so I can see that you can see that flaw in your forehand, or you really dropped your racket head below your knee when your coach said you did and you said I didn't. So you can do some really cool things with from both just a fan perspective, mm-hmm. and a coaching perspective with that. But that's all part of the free model. You can get up and running right away. Then we have, if you want to record more than 2 hours a month, which most people do, I think that free model is kind of just to come in and just try it out,
Sure.
Or if somebody just doesn't want to use it that often, that's another option. But then we go to the what we call the pro subscription. It's $149 a year. So, you're looking at roughly $12 a month, but that gives you everything. It gives you 30 hours a month with all the analysis, stats, the line calling, all that's all part of it. It's 1080p resolution versus 720 in the freemium. So that's for $149. It gives you lifetime cloud storage for all your matches. So, and what typically happens, and this is typically a question we get a lot, Lisa, is, I'm going to record, 2 or 3 days a week. I've got limited storage space on my phone. What happens there? Because a 2 hour match is probably somewhere between 5 and 10 gigabytes.
Okay.
So you can see where you could blow your phone up pretty quickly. So we automatically, when you get back from your match and you plug into Wi-Fi, it'll automatically sync with the cloud. So all your matches get automatically backed up, and there's an indicator on the screen that says, hey, it's been backed up. You can remove it at that point in time because it's in the cloud, and you can still play it through the interface, through the app. Or you can wait a week and it'll automatically be purged from your phone too.
Okay.
You got backup there. So there's all those things there. Those are all, but that $149 option, you're going to be, you pretty much get all the bells and whistles. And then the last piece, which is, and all these are available through the Parenting Aces discount code that'll be in your show notes, is,
yep.
So these mounts that go on top of the fence that really give you the best bang for your buck in terms of analysis and perspective, those are normally about $100. So through the Parenting Aces discount code, if you use that, you'll pay, instead of $149 plus $100, you'll get basically for $159, you get the 1 year subscription and the mount. So it's kind of cool.
Deal.
It's a great deal. And that's not the used car salesman in me.
It's a great deal.
I'm starting to see these things. Like when we went to an L5 recently, and I don't say, it was in Daytona Beach.
Okay.
And got there about 15 minutes before the match started, because I hit traffic, which never happens in Daytona. Everybody speeds around Daytona. I'm kidding. It's a Daytona 500 joke.
Yes. Yeah. I got it. I caught it.
I got there, 15 minutes before the match and I had a couple of QM polls that I was going to record some matches for. And we do that kind of as a promo often. And there was four of the courts already had polls on them.
Wow.
And there weren't GoPros at the end of them.
Yeah.
They were iPhones. So these are Swing Vision users. So
I love it.
The word's starting to get out and it's great. And really exciting time for tennis.
Yeah.
I mean, for Swing Vision, and it's for tennis. It's really cool to see.
One of the other integrations that y'all have worked in is a partnership with Match Tennis App too, right? So for people that use Match Tennis App, which I know a lot of you junior tennis parents out there rely heavily on Match Tennis App, as you should. It's a phenomenal product. Now Swing Vision is integrated into the app as well. I don't really understand the technical side of how that works. George, is that something you can kind of talk about or help us understand better?
Yeah, I think I can fly the plane, but I can't land it. I can't,
so, well, fly us. We'll worry about landing later.
But that's a great, I'm so glad you brought that up because that's a great integration. It's a great time saver. There's some of the things that, taking back, one of the challenges that I see in recording matches, I'm talking about pre-swing vision and using a GoPro, for example, or using some other camera, is what happens after I get done recording it? You know, so when you get this huge file and it doesn't rip out all the dead time, all those other things, you know,
sure.
But how do I get that match to my coach, or how do I get that match to my parent? So one of the huge things within that I love about Swing Vision is there's always that workflow challenge of how do I hand off my match to my coach? How do I hand off my match to my opponent even, or, you know, to somebody else? So you can tag. When you set up a new match in Swing Vision, you can tag your opponent. You put down your opponent's name and or if you just want to create like what we call a virtual friend, just so you have their name in the app, but nothing else. I can put in like Lisa Stone and George, and you put in she's either right handed or left handed, but that creating that handoff is so, to me, it doesn't get talked about enough. But once you tag somebody, you tag your coach, it just shows up in their feed. You know how big that is?
Yeah.
So one of the things we do with the match tennis integration is, because the draws are already in there, you know, the draws are in there and the tournament's in there. When I go on court and my parents or whoever it is, my coach wants to launch Swing Vision, they can click on that Swing Vision button in the bottom of the match app, and it's going to preload Swing Vision with both players.
Oh, I love that.
I'm telling you that administrative, like, just transition is so sweet.
It sounds so simple, but I can tell you just from personal experience trying to enter all that stuff. And listen, the type on the phone gets smaller and smaller every year. Trying to figure out where to enter everything properly and whatever, when it's automatically populated for you by Match Tennis and Swing Vision, having that integration. Oh my gosh, that's huge.
That's huge. So what that does is that creates those integrations, those handoffs that helps with that transition. And the other piece that's done when the match is done and you go through and you tag the players, you basically have to say, well, you know, what shots are which of these cells are Lisa, which of these shots are George. It's literally like a 3-minute exercise. That's what marries the shot with the player in the app. That's how you get your statistics. That's kind of I don't want to say the secret sauce, but that's how it all comes together. That's the, you know, the ceremony sandwich, or whatever, sandwich ceremony, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
That's how that happens. But then it puts the link back into Match.
Nice.
Into the Match app, so you can see that you can launch into that app or launch into the match. The other cool thing about sharing, since we're talking about workflow and handoffs and integrations like with Match, is you don't have to even have the app to share it with somebody. So if I want to share my match or my favorite highlights with you or with grandma or whoever, you can just send them. It's so easy to, it's like sending somebody a picture from your phone.
Nice. where we send
pictures and jokes and messages. You can do the same thing with your swing match. You know, you can send that to somebody, and if they open it up on their phone and if they don't have swing, it just plays. Or if they have swing, it'll load swing.
Very cool. I want to kind of transition from all of this information that you're giving, George, back to how coaches are utilizing Swing Vision. And I want to tie JY back in, because one of the things JY has been doing a lot of lately is remote coaching, virtual coaching. And I know he relies on match video analytics, statistics to help him do a better job coaching these players who aren't physically in the same location as he is. So can you talk a little bit about what you're hearing from coaches about how they're using the information that Swing Vision provides?
Yeah, and there's going to just be more and more and more of these types of situations that are coming together. And, you know, obviously I think the world of JY, and I keep in touch with him. One, because he's a great guy, you know, and two, I think he's at the forefront of where coaching is going. Mm-hmm. It's really exciting to see where it's going, but there's a guy that's embraced it, and he's has really keen insights on how to make this, how to connect all these dots.
Yeah.
Because I mean, the guy, coaches know how to coach, you know, but I think Swing Vision helps them coach better. So where I see it going, and it's already happening, is, you know, I had a coach call me recently from somewhere in Florida, and he said, "Hey, I have a student in Barcelona. Can you help me out?" I'm like, "Yeah, I can help you out." He says, can you ship me the, whatever I need to send him, you know, so, cause it's a remote coach situation." Mm-hmm. And I said, "No, we ship directly to anywhere in the world."
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, "Really?" I'm like, "Yeah, I mean, it's probably $40 if it's out, it's, you know, free, it's free, you know, if it's domestic, but if it's going to leave, you know, cross the borders, then it's probably $40, whatever, mm-hmm. for the shipping. But the discount takes care of that." So anyway, so in that situation, the coach sends we send the QM1 mount to wherever that student is in the world. They are recording their practices, or maybe they're, you know, maybe they have a primary coach, but I'm going to check in with the specialist. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's one of the things too, that's happening is coaches are using this for those long distance, you know, remote coaching situations. But where I really see it taken off is, you know, coaches can't be in two places at once. So they can't go watch four matches or in, like in JY's situation, I've got a young child at home, you know, I just can't be everywhere. So that's where we're really starting to see people leverage Swing Vision for remote coaching is going to matches, you know, mm-hmm. or maybe you're doing drills today. I'm just going to send you don't even have to send anybody anything. All you just tag them and it automatically shows up in their feed.
Sure.
So, I mean, that's where I really see Swing Vision starting to connect the remote coaching world is definitely on matches, yeah. You know, and you do have students that are starting to, you know, maybe cross state lines, and coaches are going to stay at home and they work with the rest of your students. So they can coach from their couch, you know, and there's so many different applications, I think, of the evolving, you know, remote coaching world. And, you know, we don't have all the answers. You know, it's like, you know, Roddick and Blake were instrumental in the early days in helping us craft some of those pieces that we needed to really create this tool and bring it to market. But now we've got thousands of users that are telling us what to do every day.
Yeah.
And so I say, you know, just like I used to do in my old business, because we had 20,000, 30,000 customers, just push us, you know, and then you can help take us to the promised land, or help take you to the promised land. You know, it doesn't matter. At least I've talked to people older than me that are playing tennis and using Swing Vision.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. And I think, you know, the turnaround time, and this is, I think, why y'all and Match Tennis App are such great partners too, because both of those products, you suggest something and the next week it's integrated into the app. I mean, it's just mind-boggling how quickly you're able to pivot and expand and grow and you know, accommodate the needs of your users.
Yeah, I love the fearless appetite of the Swing team. Honestly, it's like, no, we're not afraid to fail.
Right.
It's go, 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 go. I mean, I don't know anybody that pushes out more updates, you know, faster than we do.
I get notifications all the time.
So it's great.
And
but the ideas are coming in all the time, and we're quick to pivot. You know, it's one of the nice things about being a startup is, you know, we're a bit of a jet ski, mm-hmm. and it's really, if it makes sense and it feels right, you kind of know right away, well, let's get that thing out there and let's test it out. So we've got we don't throw everything in the wild. It still goes through its beta cycle, its alpha cycle, its beta cycle.
Sure.
But it's really, there's so many smart people. And when people are in tennis, and there's so many people that are in the field, you know, that have so many great ideas, like the Match Tennis integration. And you know, some of the instant gratification you get from Swing is huge. I think that's what's been exciting about our growth within the collegiate space too. It's
I'm so glad you went there. I was getting ready to figure out how to segue back to college tennis to wind up here.
Yeah, because the two go together. I mean, it's like junior tennis and college tennis are like peanut butter and jelly. You know, I was listening to one of your recent podcasts. I don't know if it's the last one or the one before last. And, you know, you talked about, gosh, get your kids to college matches, you know, and because it's the best product we have. I mean, sorry, Riley, but it's the, you know, I mean, I love tennis in general, but, you know, but collegiate tennis is so darn exciting. And it's, and like you said, it's priced right, you know?
Yeah.
It's free, you know?
It's free, yeah.
If you want to go today to watch Florida play, you're going to pay $6. Come on, you know? So, but get your kids there because, man, it's also, it's going to inspire them. It's going to teach them all those things. But so collegiate tennis and swing, you know, what's appealing, you know, what's really appealing about what we do, because there's a lot of things, but it's the speed. I mean, when the match is over, you know, and I can walk to the coach's table and say, hey, guess what? Here's your match.
Yeah.
You know, here's your six matches. Guess what? You know, the time's already been compressed. Here's all your analytics. Here's all your stats. What we're doing with, you know, auto scoring now is crazy, you know, where you can go and say the beauty thing about auto scoring that we have today is you can go back and do retrospective, you know, views or reviews of the match and say, just go in and filter your match and just show me my serves, add tee break points.
Yeah.
And you got them just like that. Yeah. So it's really that. And if you've got a dual match, I mean, you don't have time.
Right.
I mean, these guys or gals can be like showered, you know, on the bus looking at their match.
Yep. Well, and the cool thing is every other collegiate sport, you know, team sport, they go back to the locker room after the game and they watch video and they analyze video, right? Or the coaches do it and then they present it to the team at the team meeting the next day or whatever. Tennis never had that. You never had that ability to review the match, really, you know, see the details of what happened out there, because as you said, it's so quick. I mean, those college matches are bam, 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 especially with no ad scoring. Now, not only does the coach have immediate feedback, but can share that with the team as a whole or individual players as the coach sees fit. I mean, it's just invaluable.
Yeah. I mean, we've got, you know, even now in our infancy, you know, the company is, you know, basically, you know, live a couple of years now and on a really trending, just the trend is great. But we have dozens of colleges using Swing Vision today.
Yeah.
So, and it's just going to continue. It just makes way too much sense. And one of the we're talking about features and challenges, and one of those challenges for colleges, hey, we got to have stream. So that's really our focus for, you know, for the rest of this year is to bring live streaming to college tennis.
So, please,
we'll make it fun, just like we do with everything else we do within the swing world. But that's really the focus for the rest of the year is to bring stream to Swing Vision for college tennis. And the cool thing is then it just, you know, sometime in 2023, then we move that over to the consumer product too.
Yeah.
So you've got Lisa streaming over 5G at her club, you know.
Yeah, somebody can watch me get my hiney handed to me by a 25-year-old, like what happened this morning. No, thank you.
Singles or doubles too. I mean, swing tracks. The cool thing about swing, it tracks everybody. So
right.
I don't know if you were playing singles, but maybe
I was. Yes.
Oh, okay, so good for you. But if you're playing doubles, it can track all four people on the court.
Right.
As well as break it down with your stats. You know, it's just crazy. You can do that with one iPhone.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention our friends at Cracked Rackets, because I know you guys are doing some work with them too. And they've been doing an amazing job covering the college game this last year. And we'll be continuing their coverage throughout the NCAAs. And I hear Alex talk about Swing Vision all the time. So yeah. I'm glad that you're working with those guys. They're such a valuable addition to the space as well. So I think it's cool that, you know, all these different facets of the game are starting to really work together to bring the game in a fun way, an easy to consume way to the masses. Whoever wants to watch tennis has access now through a variety of resources. I mean, there's Tennis One app too. I have to mention them as well. But I think what Swing Vision is offering up, especially for a developing junior player, it's money well spent. To you parents out there and to you coaches out there, please invest in this tool to help your junior players maximize their abilities out there. And to really, as you said, George, you know, speeding up that tennis IQ, that's such a big piece of the game, especially as the kids get into high school where every player's fit. Every player is technically sound. Every player is a good mover out there. What separates one player from the next is oftentimes their understanding of what's going on in the moment. And Swing Vision highlights that for them and helps them get a clearer picture.
Yeah, video is a great teacher, you know, and we're going to continue to make it fun. You know, we didn't talk really much about you know, using the line calling feature. And
I know I really want to talk about that, but I feel like that's an hour in and of itself.
It is, but you know, just know that we're tied to it. You know, we're working closely today with ITA, and that's going to take some time too, you know, because that is a bit of a, I don't say a political football, but it's just a sensitive subject, whether it's line calling, and we're really working closely with LTA, USTA, Tennis Australia is our biggest investor right now. So, but the cool thing is, whether you're a junior or you're, you know, George the Hack, or, you know, Lisa's still playing singles, the line challenge feature and being able to see the replay in slow-mo zoomed in on your watch, I'm telling you, it's that's worth it alone.
Yeah. I haven't tried that yet. I'm a little nervous too.
Slow-mo kills that feature.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it's awesome. All right, George, before we finish up, can you tell us quickly how people get the app? What's the best way for them to do that?
I mean, the best way to get the app, honestly, if you really want to take advantage of the discount, is to use that discount code in the notes, in the show notes, because that'll get you not just the 159 package with the, you know, with the QM1 mount. If you don't want the mount, that's cool too. You can go with the 149, but you still get a $20 discount off the using the Parents and Aces discount code. So that's the best way to take advantage of. You can also just visit our website at swing.tennis. You can, and if anybody wants to reach out to me, you can find me. I mean, you can find me on Twitter at ChalkFlewUp. You can find me on Instagram at ChalkFlewUp. So,
and he's a great follow on Twitter. If you are a tennis lover and a tennis fan, you've got to follow George on Twitter, because he always has a unique perspective to offer and he speaks his mind. This is why we connect so well. I love following you on Twitter, and I'm always anxious to hear. And even though your son is one of our top players here in the US and one of the top players on the men's tour now, your Twitter and your Instagram isn't focused on Riley. It's just you sharing your views on different things and different aspects of the game. And so I think that's really cool that you continue to do that.
Hey, I get, like you, I get bit by the bug, you know?
I know.
So I'm more active on Twitter than Instagram, or maybe I'm a little bit behind there, but no, thanks. But if any of your listeners have questions, they can always follow me on Twitter, DM me. And if I can help a parent or help a kid, you know, I burned my fingers so many times as a parent. So, Riley's been a fun kid to raise, and, you know, he has good days and bad days, like we all do on the tour or on the court, you know.
He's a fun follow too, I got to say. Riley follows in his dad's footsteps and also speaks his mind. So he is a very fun follow.
I do have the Riley.
We need to see the shirt. There we go. Servbot. Love it. Fila. Got to give a shout out.
Well, the Fila guys are great, you know, hey, Riley's made Servbot a term of endearment. So between him and Isner, another, I wish that guy was 26 and not 36. He's so good for tennis.
Agreed. Agreed. Well, George, thanks so much for coming on the show and talking about Swing Vision, bringing it to our audience, and for the great discount. I'll email Swapnil and thank him for that too, but really appreciate y'all supporting Parenting Aces and helping our audience have access to things and keeping the price points at a reasonable level. That means a lot. So appreciate that so much. And please give my love to Lynn. And I'll see you on Twitter, I guess.
Yeah, this has been a blast for me. So I think I had more fun than you. And I know you always have fun.
I always have fun.
It's been great for me to reconnect, and really appreciate everything you do for tennis. So love to come back another time and show you some stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we'll do this again as more features continue to be added to Swing Vision, as the uses continue to expand. And yeah, we definitely want to keep the Parenting Aces audience up to date on what you guys are doing over there. And anytime you want to come back, you know how to find me.
Cool. Well, I'll see you before then. So
absolutely. To my listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. We will catch you next time on Parenting Aces.
I'm Lisa Stone, and you've been listening to the Parenting Aces podcast, for tennis parents by a tennis parent. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to us and write a review on iTunes. For more information on navigating the junior and college tennis journey, please visit us online at parentingaces.com. Thanks for tuning in and sharing us with your tennis community.